2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we ever going to learn from our mistakes? That's the question that I keep asking myself as I watch the Republican world do exactly what they did in 2016 all over again to Donald Trump right now. And this is bigger, I want to make this clear, than Donald Trump. I will go back and give you another example. It's hard enough to be a Republican. Let me say this too. It's hard enough to be a Republican when you have the media against you and every Democrat. And when they will lie about you and they'll make fake stories up about you and the media will sell those stories just like there was Russian collusion that was made, paid, and bought for by the Democratic National Committee and Hillary Clinton. It's hard enough to be a Republican when you have the deep state that's willing to come after you and your friends to try to frame you for crimes that they know when they're investigating them were made out of thin air from the Democratic Party. But then when you start taking it from your own team, it's like, are you kidding me? And let's forget Donald Trump for a second. I want to go back and prove my point on this with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney was up against a guy by the name of Senator Rick Santorum. And the media loved Mitt Romney because he was a useful idiot for them. They knew they could beat the crap out of him in a general election against a guy by the name of Barack Obama. He was the establishment choice, right? He was the rhino Republican, and Mitt Romney got crammed down our throat because of all the big donors and the Republican establishment that said Mitt Romney's our guy and we can't control Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum had no money and still was almost able to win that primary. It was unbelievable because Mitt Romney was the establishment. He was the Mitch McConnell of the day. He was the Paul Ryan of the day. And the media said, we'll take this guy because we know we can hammer him in the general election. And that's exactly what they did. But the Republican establishment, they were not going to have Rick Santorum getting that nomination. And why? Because they knew, number one, he could get elected. And two, they knew they couldn't control him. And they came after him with everything, and they did everything they could to destroy him, ruin him, silence him, and shut him down. Now, they didn't go to the point that they went with where they've now moved to this pure level of evil, which is what they've done to Donald Trump, right? They've made him polarizing. Donald Trump's helped with that, no doubt about it, but that doesn't mean you're a criminal. And now they've come after him. I mean, look at CBS News, how psycho they are. CBS News came out and said they're going to stop tweeting because they can't control Twitter anymore. I'm not joking. CBS News actually came out in a report, right? In a report and said that they were going to stop tweeting. By the way, they've already started tweeting again after they got mocked and ridiculed for doing this, but they were hoping they could lead the way and that other people would say, yes, we're going to leave Twitter too. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to tell you about our friends over at TurtleBox. Ladies, do you want to get your man a gift for Christmas that he'll actually use, freak out over, and all of his friends will be going, dude, where did you get that? I've got that gift. It is called TurtleBox, and it is the loudest, truly portable, waterproof speaker on the market. It's a Bluetooth speaker, and it is amazing. It's perfect for hunting, fishing, tailgating, backyard parties, pretty much anything that is outdoors. And it is the perfect Christmas gift for the man in your life. So before you go buy something that he has to fake when he opens it going, oh, I love it. You want to give him something he'll freak out over? Get him this. Go online to turtleboxaudio.com. Use the promo code Ben. You'll get $20 off plus free shipping. Yeah, it is the best looking speaker out there, and it's truly the loudest portable speaker. Turtleboxaudio.com, promo code Ben. Turtleboxaudio.com, promo code Ben. Now, I say all of this to now lay the groundwork for where we are, right? Paul Ryan now has done a big sit-down interview, an exclusive with ABC News. And he has now come out saying that we will, quote, probably lose the White House with Trump in 2024. And I sit there and I'm like, when are we going to stop, like, listening to these idiots like Paul Ryan? Listen to this from earlier, big exclusive interview.
Are gonna give us candidates who can win.
What will it mean to the Republican Party if he actually wins the nomination again?
We probably likely lose the White House. We just did in 20. So I think we probably lose the White House with Trump. And if there's someone not named Trump, my guess is we win the White House.
But if I'm saying if he wins the general election, if he becomes president again, I mean, the way Liz Cheney has put it, it's like...
By the way, let's just pause here. These are the same people that say Liz Cheney's great. These are the same people that said Paul Ryan was great. And look what happened to his career. These are the same people that gave you John McCain and Mitt Romney. These are the same guys that gave you Jeb Bush. And he just said on national TV... Basically, anybody but Trump gets the nomination, the Republicans win. But if it's Donald Trump, we lose. You want to know why Trump supporters dig in so much and why Trump supporters will not look at someone right now like a DeSantis? It's because of these types of comments. I don't blame the hardcore Trump supporter one bit. I don't blame them for looking at this saying it's us against the world, because it feels like it's us against the world, doesn't it? When you listen to this type of rhetoric, how is it not us against the world? And then he goes on to mention Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney, who, by the way, got the living crap beat out of her because she's a useful idiot for the left. And they bring her up now. Listen to how he describes this.
He has put it, it's like an existential threat to the country.
I just don't think he's going to, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think he'll win.
He's just unelectable.
I think he's unelectable because that suburban voter, you think he's more popular since the 2008 election with the swing voter in America or less?
No evidence of that at all. But he does seem to have a hold on a good chunk of the Republican Party. Whether or not it's a majority, we'll see.
That's right. But I think he's going to continue to lose altitude. Because we want to win. And we know with him, we lose. We have a string of losses to prove that point. And there are a lot of really good, capable conservatives who people, I think, like that are more than capable of not only being good conservatives in office, but can win elections.
So let's go back over your track record. Mitt Romney, was that a good person that could be electable, right? He goes on to praise, by the way, Nancy Pelosi, saying Nancy Pelosi has an incredible legacy. He attacks Donald Trump, but if you ask Paul Ryan about Nancy Pelosi, does he say anything about her flaws or about the fact that she impeached the President of the United States of America? Donald Trump on a hoax that she knew was a hoax and her party knew was a hoax and her party knew was a lie? You think he's going to bring that up? No, he'll actually say she has an incredible and impressive legacy.
And save the country's finances. He also happens to be the last Republican to serve as Speaker of the House. We began by discussing the legacy of his successor, Nancy Pelosi.
It's an impressive legacy. I mean, obviously, she and I usually disagree on things, but first woman speaker, a career to be proud of. And frankly, I think about her husband, Paul, a lot these days. I just feel so awful about what happened to them. She has an incredible legacy and career to look back on.
The midterms, you would.
Wow. So Nancy Pelosi is the woman who has an impressive legacy. Not Donald Trump. Not what he did for the country. You're asked about Donald Trump. You say, oh, it's nothing personal. But evidence tells us the Trump factor dampened the GOP midterms. We got to get past Trump, right? So, and maybe this is exactly what these establishment runos wanted to happen. What do I mean by that? Why do you think the Republicans leaders didn't give money to certain hardcore conservative candidates that they couldn't control. Just like they went with Mitt Romney over Rick Santorum. Rick Santorum, by the way, was electable. Mitt Romney was a disaster the moment they thought he was the lead candidate. He was a terrible candidate for president, and everybody in the media knew it. They knew that they needed to make sure that he had one thing go his way. They knew that they had to get him the nomination, because if they did, it would be game over. They knew it. They absolutely knew it. They knew it was going to be game over. Because he was unelectable, because he was boring, and he was easy to beat, and that's why they said, we got to have this guy. Right? That's why they said, let's go. That's why they said, this is the best guy ever. Same reason why they wanted Jeb Bush. But Paul Ryan says, oh, it's nothing personal. Evidence tells me that Trump was the one who ruined this party. Not you? Not the candidates you picked, really?
Back on.
The midterms, I think I saw you had predicted that at least 15 seats, yeah. Republicans would, yeah, pick up at least 15. What happened?
A couple of factors, but I personally think the evidence is really clear. The biggest factor was the Trump factor. Just look at how Kristen Inouye ran ahead of Bullduck in New Hampshire. Look at where Kemp ran ahead of Walker in Georgia. So I think we would have clearly have won the Senate had we had traditional Republicans in the general election, like these governors did. I think we would have won places like Arizona, places like Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, had we had a typical traditional conservative Republican, not a Trump Republican. So I think what we now know, it's pretty clear, is with Trump, we lose. So I don't mean this personally. It's just evidence. We lost the House in 18. We lost the presidency in 20. We lost the Senate in 20. And now in 2022, we should have and could have won the Senate. We didn't.
Well, why doesn't right there the interviewer at ABC News, right, that's supposed to be so good as job, go, well, with all due respect, former Speaker of the House, you guys lost the presidency with John McCain. You lost the presidency with Mitt Romney. Right? You then tried to claim that Jeb Bush was the best candidate. You guys screwed that up. How many times did you guys lose seats and houses and all these things in your record, right? And then you claim that Nancy Pelosi is this amazing woman, has an amazing record, but you won't even say the same thing about Donald Trump when Nancy Pelosi literally tried to impeach the president for a story that ended up being a hoax that we all knew was a hoax, that certainly she knew was a lie. She knew the Democratic Party paid for that dossier. She knew the Hillary Clinton campaign did it as well. She still ran with it. So why would you be such a, you know, why should anyone in the Republican Party listen to you? That's a fair question, is it not? You know, when you keep bringing up guys like Paul Ryan, bring them out of the woodworks to then criticize and attack, you just kind of have to laugh, don't you? You just kind of have to laugh and say, really? This is now where we are? All right, real quick, let me pause and tell you about our incredible friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. They want to make it easy for you to try switching to Patriot Mobile from whatever service you have right now. You can give them 60 days to show you why I use Patriot Mobile and why you should make the switch. Right now, when you try Patriot Mobile for 2 months, you get your third month free, plus you get free activation. Now, they offer nationwide coverage on the best 4G and 5G networks, and they use the same exact cell towers of all of the three other major carriers. You're going to get the same coverage you have right now. You get the same great service. You get to keep your same cell phone number if you want to. You can even usually use the same phone you have in your hand right now. Now, why do you want to switch? When you do, they actually stand up for our First and Second Amendment rights, and they give a portion of your bill every month back to conservative Christian causes that we all believe in. So if you're ready to support a company that's fighting to preserve our God-given rights and our freedoms, just go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. If you're fed up with woke companies that don't care about your values, support a company that actually does. Make the switch today. Get a free month of service plus free activation. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson or 972-PATRIOT.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now you think about where we are, and I'll go back to the last thing I said a moment ago. Why should anybody in the Republican Party listen to Paul Ryan? It's a fair question. The media loves the Paul Ryans of the Republican Party. They love the Liz Cheneys, who can't get elected. They love the Mitt Romneys, who have been failures on the national stage multiple times. Why? Because they can play them. Paul Ryan gets a phone call out of nowhere to do a big sit-down exclusive interview. And of course he does it, right? Because he wants to stay relevant. He wants to stay out there. And they're like, hey, here's your opportunity to dunk on Donald Trump. Tell everybody why Donald Trump's the worst person in the world. Tell them why everything that's happened bad in this midterm elections was his fault, even though he wasn't on the ballot. And tell everybody that it's impossible for him to get elected, that there's no way that he could ever get elected. That's what we want you to do. And you know what he said? Great. Count me in. I love to do it. Where do we meet and when? Please give me that microphone. This is no different than what I warned you about when it came to Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney would rather be in the minority and have power. Mitch McConnell would rather be in the minority and have power than actually win, not be in a position of leadership, but have Republicans that are actually leading on the issues. That is the truth about these individuals. You know, you look at what's at stake right now. Americans will be shocked. That's what the ex-Hunter Biden business associate praising the House probe, Tony Bobulinski, had to say on Hannity this week, right? This is what we should be focused on. We should be focused on what is breaking with Hunter Biden. We shouldn't be having a civil war right now when we, by the way, just had something pretty exciting that happened. We took back control of the House. And what happens when you take back control of the House? When you take back control of the House, you have something that happens that is amazing. You have the ability to start investigating the Democratic Party. It's exactly why I'm excited about James Comer and Jim Jordan and their investigation of what they've been saying. And this goes back to Tony Bobulinski. He sat down with Hannity to remind people of how big of a deal it is Republicans just won and how corrupt the Biden family is. He's the whistleblower who came out days before the election. He's the guy that finally got to go meet with the FBI after he became a whistleblower, after he, as a business associate and partner of Hunter Biden, James Biden, and Joe Biden, came out and said right before the election, hey, this is a really shady, bad family. Don't let them run this country. I know because I did business with them and no one listened to him. And then he went and met with the FBI and they buried everything that he gave them. How do we know this? Because the former FBI agent, Tim Tebow, was the guy assigned to him. He said, what'd he do? He sat down with him. He told him everything, thought finally there's going to be some movement on this. And the FBI went to work. Not for the American people, but to protect and defend Joe Biden at all costs. In fact, the information that Tony Bobulinski gave to them, which was actual real intelligence, real verifiable evidence of the corruption of James Biden, Joe Biden, and Hunter Biden, they decided to classify it as disinformation, as BS information, just so no one would investigate. And Paul Ryan comes out and thinks now is the right time for him to come out taking shots at Republican leadership. Tony Bobulinski comes out and is like, no, listen up, America. You don't understand what a big opportunity we have right now.
We're honored. They give us this camera every night. So yeah. We have an opportunity to give a story the rest of the media won't. And that's part of your story. You met with Joe Biden. You met with Hunter Biden. And Joe Biden lied when he said he knew nothing about Hunter's business, Foreign Business Association.
So this is tough. Obviously, we have 4 minutes, and this I've spent
a little more.
Yeah, a little more. You know, out of respect for Congressman Jordan and Congressman Comer, who are working really hard and their teams are working really hard, just walking around the Patriot Awards tonight, I've had 100 people probably ask me, hey, is justice going to happen? What's going on with this? And my message to them is just be patient. I think Congressman Comer is very focused, and Congressman Jordan are very focused. And obviously, I've provided extensive amount of facts. 2 years ago, I came out publicly before the 2020 election with the hope that all the American people would be given those facts. And unfortunately, through the collusion of big tech, the FBI, and the mainstream media, half the country never heard about those facts. And I think that's quickly going to change starting this morning with the press conference that Congressman Comer and Congressman Jordan had.
You know, wouldn't it be nice if Paul Ryan would have come out instead of being a useful idiot for the left? Instead of trying to attack his own party, maybe he would have come out and said, hey, I'm not too worried right now about Donald Trump. What I'm really excited about is the fact that Republicans in the House, where I used to be a leader, are going to be able to get to do their job and do their work, and they're actually going to be able to stand up and protect and defend this country from the Biden crime family. Where was that message in his interview? Because and I can tell you where it was. It wasn't anywhere close to that message today. That message didn't exist because he didn't want it to exist.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How is it that every time we have a chance to be successful, and I'm talking about the Republican Party, we end up screwing it up by listening to incompetent idiots in the Republican Party that have a history of screwing things up? I'm referencing Paul Ryan coming out and saying that Donald Trump should not run for president, and him saying he has no chance of winning, and him saying everybody else, anybody else that runs the Republican side will win but Donald Trump. He also came out and said that Nancy Pelosi has an amazing career and an incredible legacy, while then going out and trashing Donald Trump. If there's any time we should be united and focused right now, it should be on the issues that we have. There was no message from Paul Ryan about the Biden crime family in his interview. There was no message from Paul Ryan reminding the American people while he's giving accolades to Nancy Pelosi that, oh yeah, now there's some other things about Nancy you might want to remember. Right? There's some other things about Nancy Pelosi you might want to just remind people that, you know, she's kind of an elitist, and when she shut down the country, she was still getting her hair done. Right? Like, those are things that are valid points that people should remember. You might want to remind people that Nancy Pelosi was the one who literally helped create what an illegitimate person is in politics. Every time someone won she didn't like, she said it was illegitimate president or illegitimate election. She said that about Donald Trump over and over and over again. Where is all that with Nancy Pelosi? Can someone remind me, Paul Ryan and the other Democrats on those issues? It would be really nice, wouldn't it? Be pretty awesome if somebody would remind him of those things. Nancy Pelosi also said that there's not anything corrupt about the Biden crime family and that Joe Biden's perfect and there's nothing wrong with him and everything is fine. She will defend him no matter what, right? Well, we know that he lied to the American people. Joe Biden lied when he said he never talked about his business dealings with his son. We know that's a lie. We have evidence that shows that that is a lie. But I would caution everybody right now, when you see these useful idiots coming out, never forget who they gave you. They gave you Jeb Bush. They gave you John McCain. They gave you Mitt Romney. Okay? Look at what Paul Ryan did to this country because he refused to organize the Republican Party and fight with Barack Obama and fight with Nancy Pelosi. When you come out on national TV and you start giving accolades to Pelosi but attacking Donald Trump, and you forget all of the amazing things that Donald Trump did while saying it's impossible for him to be elected, that anyone else but him could get elected, that's a person you shouldn't be listening to. I'm all in favor of constructive criticism, but I'm not going to take a lecture from Paul Ryan, a guy that claimed he was for fiscal responsibility when he was in charge that ran up the national debt. I'm not going to listen to him. I'm certainly not going to listen to a guy that says that Nancy Pelosi has an incredible legacy that she should look back on when part of her legacy is the burning down of American citizens, cities, I should say, excuse me, not backing the police and having an open border policy. Kevin McCarthy has now come out, and look, this is because of conservatives holding his feet to the fire. He wants so desperately to be the Speaker of the House, he wants to be the next Paul Ryan, that hardcore conservatives are holding his feet to the fire. And he has finally come out today saying he will not allow Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff on the Intel Committee and will remove Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee because of the threat that they are to America. Listen to this.
Congressman, let me ask you about your decisions. Should you become the Speaker of the House in January? What are you going to do in terms of these Democrats that you have on such important committees? You've talked in the past about removing Ilhan Omar. You've talked about removing Adam Schiff, about Eric Swalwell. Will you deliver?
Yes, I will. I'll keep that promise. And one thing I said from the very beginning, Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the public sector. Why would we ever give him a security clearance in the secrets to America? So I will not allow him to be on Intel. You have Adam Schiff, who had lied to the American public time and again. We will not allow him to be on the Intel Committee either. And you look, Congresswoman Omar, her anti-Semitic comments that have gone forward. We're not going to allow her to be on Foreign Affairs. But we're also going to stand up to what's happening, not just in the halls in Congress, but what's happening into our higher education institutions, the anti-Semitism that's going on these campuses and others. We will investigate that as well and stop this to make sure that America does have the freedom that we said we would keep, and that we will stand up to it as we move forward.
You want to know why he's saying that? Kevin McCarthy's saying that because he so desperately wants to become the Speaker of the House that he promised and made deals with hardcore conservatives to get rid of those people. He should, by the way, and we shouldn't have had to beg him to do it either, right? That should just be an obvious no-brainer there. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. Without them, the show wouldn't be possible. And if you have not looked at gold and silver as a way to protect your hard-earned dollars against what's happening on Wall Street with inflation, it's time for you to call them and get the free investor's guide. Why? Because so many around the world are now using gold and silver, and historically they have for decades, as a protection, a hedge against inflation, which is exactly what we're dealing with right now. If you're terrified to look at your retirement account, your 401k statement because of what's happening on Wall Street, that's all the more reason why you should call and get the investor's guide in gold and silver. Protect your hard-earned money and diversify. Call them and get the free investor's guide from Legacy Precious Metals. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218 or online at legacypminvestments.com. The Republican Party right now should not be focused on getting rid of Donald Trump. The Republican Party should be focused on what Jim Jordan and on what Congressman, not only Jordan, but also what Congressman Comer have been focused on, and that is talking about the Biden crime family. Representative Jim Jordan today said the IRS complied when Obama's Department of Justice asked for confidential taxpayer information. And he said, these are the whistleblowers coming forward and we're going to investigate. This is what we should be focused on, not on attacking Donald Trump.
Jim Jordan, how did this happen? How did the DOJ and the FBI become so politicized? We know what they did around the Russia collusion story. They had no evidence of any collusion with Trump, and yet they pursued FISA warrants to spy and surveil people within the Trump world aggressively.
I don't know how it happened, but I know it has to change because America is the greatest country in history, but we're not America. America is not America if you have a Justice Department that treats people differently under the law. It's not supposed to work that way. And it's why 14 agents have come talk to us as whistleblowers. And what they have said is at the highest levels, not the rank and file, but at the Washington field office of the FBI, at the highest levels of the Justice Department, that's where the politics is. One of these agents said it's rotted at its core. That's how bad it is. So look, I remember this too. If you need any more, go back to Mr. Smith again. Jack Smith, there was back in 2013, his section that he ran at the Justice Department not only was looking for ways to prosecute the very people who were targeted by Obama's IRS, they also asked the IRS to give them confidential taxpayer information, and the IRS complied. Think about that. Wow. You had the Justice Department saying, we want information we're not supposed to get. Give it to us. And the IRS gave it to them. So this is it seems to me, a pattern. It has to change, because if it doesn't, we don't have this great thing that we call America where people are treated equally under our law.
He's right. Jim Jordan is right. Where's Paul Ryan talking about all of those points there? These are all things that the Republicans need to not lose focus on, and these are the issues that Republicans need to be laser focused on. I'm not worried right now. I'm not going to lie to you about the presidential election. It's going to take care of itself. There's plenty of time to talk about that down the road. What I am worried about is the Republican Party screwing up the midterms and the gains that we did get in the House, and taking advice from Paul Ryan, saying nothing personal, as he then says the evidence tells us that Trump is the problem with the GOP. I'm not listening to that guy. I'm not listening to that guy. And no one else should in the Republican Party. If there's any last thing I can say, it's this. We need to stay focused on the successes that we've just had and the successes that need to come because of winning back the House. And everything else that's outside of focusing on these investigations is white noise. It is pointless. Make sure you share our podcast, please, with your family and friends. Hit that share button. Put it on social media. Write us a review, a 5-star review, to help us reach more people. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.